authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 4th, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Two gunmen killed Sunday after opening fire at a security officer outside a contest for cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad in a suburb of Dallas, Texas. A bomb squad was called in as well to search their vehicle as a precaution. The men drove up to the center in the Dallas suburb of Garland as the contest was scheduled to end and began shooting at the security officer. The Garland police officers returned fire, killing the men, and the situation is still under investigation. Police are not aware of any ongoing threat and had not received any threats before the event. And this is reminiscent, certainly on a smaller scale, of what happened in Paris with the Charlie Hebdo magazine. But there is a lot of concern about having contests like this and making cartoon depictions of
the
Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad. They don't play.
No.
They don't play. And I don't know. They didn't get a threat? Seriously? Are you going to sit up here and do cartoons about the Prophet Muhammad
and have
conventions? What do you expect?
What do you expect? In the city of Baltimore, the curfew was lifted last night after days of concern, and now the state's attorney is facing a tough fight to keep the case in the city of Baltimore. Marilyn Mosby is being hailed as an avenging angel, launching the murder case in the police van death of Freddie Gray. And there is a long, hard road, many say, ahead for Maryland state's attorney, as legal experts predict that a victory is by no means assured. And the first question is, will she be able to keep the case in Baltimore? Dr. Ben Carson choosing his hometown of Detroit for a little prayer and politicking today, a schedule that includes a prayer breakfast with city pastors, an assembly at a Detroit high school that bears his name, and the official launch of his presidential campaign. He told a Florida TV station last night he's definitely in the race. However, campaign sources say that he has had to cancel campaign appearances in Des Moines, Iowa later today so he could travel to Dallas to say goodbye to his ailing mother who was suffering from Alzheimer's disease. And a seat that had been reserved for her will be kept empty at the campaign kickoff event at Detroit's Music Hall. Former guest star of The Cosby Show is looking to have Bill Cosby prosecuted in New Jersey for allegedly drugging and raping her back in 1992. This is a young woman that played the character, the zany and very pregnant Mrs. Minifield, in the TV show in the 1990s. She said that Bill Cosby mentored me. He told me you're one of my kids. And he praised her, lifted her up, and she said she believed him. After all, he was Bill Cosby. And after he won her complete trust and adoration, he drugged and raped her.
Now, this is in New Jersey.
This is in New Jersey.
And in New Jersey, they don't have a statute of limitations.
Exactly. There's no seven years.
This happened in 1992, but he could be prosecuted.
As a part of this. And she was making this statement on Friday.
I don't remember this character.
I do. If you see a picture of her, you will remember the episode.
I saw the picture, but I don't remember the episode.
I definitely do. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big character, and they ran it for a while. You're right.
And those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
All right.